This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Beginning our broadcast week on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I have a very, very special guest I'm going to be bringing in momentarily. We've known each other for many years, and there's a lot of broadcast family lineage. We may get into some of that history here, but she's an incredible investigative journalist, a brilliant writer, in my mind, an absolute sweetheart. I love her, love her, love her. She's just done so much good work in uncovering things that you're not supposed to uncover, writing about things you're not supposed to write about, but all because the information she uncovers empowers you with great information to help you see through lies, deceit, propaganda in many arenas. And of course, one of the biggest ones is over the years talking about pharmaceutical corruption within our own government agencies and science itself as it relates to the scam of HIV causing something called AIDS. But we may go there. We may go a lot of other places. There's an article she wrote just moments ago. I say moments ago, within the last few days. And it's at uncoverdc.com. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. That'll be our starting point. The author is none other than Celia Farber. Her dad, the amazing journalist and reporter and talk show host, Hall of Famer, if you will, Barry Farber, who passed recently, is also part of my circle of broadcast friends and family. And so, Celia, I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long, my friend, and I'm so glad you take the time to be with us today.
Always love to be on your show, Robert. You and I go way back, and this era is it's like I think we both thought the worst was over, didn't we?
Yeah, we've been through a lot and covered a lot. You're right. And I just want to talk about, briefly, and I don't mean to bring up subjects that are kind of bumming people out, but you lost your father recently, as we talked about on the air. We acknowledged and honored him. I know you couldn't be on the show at the time, but also Super Don, my producer, just recently lost his father. And interesting about my father, I lost over 10 years ago. And another family connection. Even before I knew you, I knew your uncle, Barry's brother, Jerry Farber, in Atlanta, funny enough.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, many years ago. In fact, my dad, who was just in his own right a comedian, took, like, comedian courses, like improv courses with Jerry Farber, your uncle in Atlanta over the years. And so there was, like, amazing how small the world is and how connected we were even before. Again, I didn't know you and all that until I started developing my broadcast career and my investigations into propaganda within medicine and AIDS, et cetera. So I just think it's just amazing how these things are interwoven, I think, on some other level that we come together this way.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Yeah, Jerry is an absolute riot and a hoot, and just so funny. He's such a brilliant comedian. He and my father, just very opposite ends of the spectrum politically.
yes.
But in terms of the humor, you can see that they came out of the same household somehow, because they both have just brilliant senses of humor. And yeah, I miss my father terribly, and I'm really sorry to hear about Super Don's father. And I, it, it, it's it's something's going on in addition to all the natural ways that people die. And I don't mean COVID, but I do mean, well, I guess I do mean COVID in the extra dimensional sense of the word, that it feels to me like the world is, people are slipping away. It's, people are feeling defeated and scared and exhausted. And I wish I could, I am as well, you know, and I fight it. We all have to fight it in ourselves every day, but this is just an almost unfathomable attack on everything we need to live as humans.
Celia, I feel like, you know, as we've talked about fear, right? And if we grow up in modern medicine as I did, you know, I didn't learn homeopathy from day one. I learned about it as a young adult when I needed it desperately to save my own life. And then I learned, my gosh, this is amazing. And it turned my life around to become, the healer that I always wanted to be for people, to help people. And yet fear plays heavily within what we call a pharmaceutical construct, even as it relates to germ theory ideas, the idea that a germ causes disease. We must be afraid of it. And the only way to protect ourselves from it is to either become obsessed germaphobe and think everything is going to kill us, then we go to Big Pharma, as John Rappaport called it, the Church of Biological Mysticism. I kind of modified it to pharmaceutical, but same concept, where they have this special gift that they know something no one else can know, and they say, here it is, this drug, or here it is, this vaccine that will save us. And so we run in fear, and that fear causes us, I think, to abandon, to some degree, maybe a larger degree, common sense, but even more so, importantly to me, our connection to our spiritual essence, our divinity. And I think this is an attack on true spirituality. However, we experience it through a fear induction machinery that is relentless and never lets us even breathe. No pun intended with masking.
Absolutely. And yet it's interesting that you're hitting on the very thing that really I would say I'm all about, my work is all about, it's always been all about countering the attack systems of fear and the way they use what I would now call fake viruses, but that's not quite accurate to say fake viruses, because it just opens up the whole, what's a real virus? What's a virus? Are there any viruses that cause anything? It's a fascinating time for all those questions, and they're kind of, a lot of it's getting answered now, whereas it wasn't being answered back in the day. It seemed crazy to say that HIV could possibly not be the cause of AIDS. Now, where we are now, well, I don't want to talk about viruses. I want to talk about fear. So
yes.
fear being the virus. I began a few years ago to listen to he's gone now, but a Pentecostal, let me think now, is the word minister? If it's a Pentecost minister, preacher, his name.
I think we all have a vision of what that would be, no matter what we call it.
Pentecostal, a man of God, and his name was Derek Prince, and he's very, very, very renowned. Derek Prince, he was British, and one of the things that stood out about him and what he focused on, As a Bible teacher, was the role of like what fear really is. And he was very, I didn't understand this until I started, until I got on my own Christian path and until I started learning from this particular teacher, Derek Prince, about fear and what it means in spiritual battle. And that is literally, simply and literally, if something is trying to frighten you, scare you, Derek Prince said, that's satanic. That's from the enemy. That's not the Holy Spirit. That is, it's not okay. I used to think it was normal because I've grown up, it's been hitting us so hard from all of our mass media. And then it just takes so long to come out of these psyops and constructs and to realize now, you know, it's very simple. It's abuse. Some people I might lose a lot of people if I say, if I use words like Satanism or witchcraft.
Well, not here,
that's how
Celia.
I,
Okay. I mean, honestly, I've come to the same conclusion that fear is not of God. Certainly, it's a, you know, we can say to be afraid of falling off of a high cliff. That's not necessarily something of Satan per se. I mean, we have a survival instinct, I think, as well. But what we're talking right. about, what I sense is an induced fear, an artificially induced fear, to drive people away from their, as I said, their divinity, their spiritual origin point, their connection with God or the Spirit, Holy Spirit, however it's called. Everybody's got different names for it, and that's okay. But the, you know, fear can only creep in when we lose our connection to the source of all sources, when we lose our identity to something lesser that is, you know, very controlled by, I would say, entities, or, you know, whether it be, you know, political, economic, or medical, or others that want to control us through fear. What does that fear do? It's a very powerful tool to put people off balance and to manipulate them into doing something I don't think we would normally do if we were listening to the voice of Spirit.
That's exactly right. And definitely, without a doubt, the left, such as it is, that's a big term now. There are entire factions of the so-called left, and especially the far left, that have broken free and are joining the forces of freedom and are standing up to this COVID tyranny. So I can no longer say the left, you know, it's with one broad brush, it's not one.
Right.
But let's just call the corporate media left, the think tank left, the Council on Foreign Relations, virus-obsessed left.
The globalist, collectivist, communistic left, let's call it that.
Technocrat, atheist, exactly, that crowd. They use fear in such a promiscuous and abusive and lurid way, and I think they've been running these fear psyops consistently with, I'm going to put viruses in quotes, since HIV. And one of the things that's frustrating right now is that people seem to be having amnesia about what they, the scare factory people, the scaremongers, promised HIV was going to do. It did none of those things. I mean, the projections were absolutely apocalyptic, absolutely obscene. None of them came true.
And but it was almost like a dry run. Yeah, Celia, we got to take a break. I apologize for interrupting radio break, but we're going to come back. Celia Farber, my guest this hour. We've got links to her and her article that I want you to read. We'll talk about it as well, bringing you past the fear, helping you reconnect to your source of power, which is your divinity. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, everybody, for your support of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we respect your freedom to, honestly, to not be abused by fear porn. And I think this is a big part of what we've witnessed in the past year in a concentrated way like never before. And Celia Farber, who's been writing about many of these subjects for many years, brought up the whole history of HIV/AIDS. And I brought this up over the last year a lot, saying this is eerily similar to what they tried to do with HIV. And they brought the same concepts back. They abandoned things like Koch's postulates, for those that are into biology and science and medicine, that kind of thing, as infection determination factors. And so they played on something they were only partly successful in doing. It seems like they just picked up the playbook and modified it to SARS-CoV-2 or COVID.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the terrain was fertile for them to do so. The terrain, for some reason, people were still primed. I'm not, you're not, our friends and our circles are not. We're totally immunized against this BS, right? Yeah. And I would have thought many more people would be, because they, you know, they're like the boy who cried wolf, right? With HIV, they did, it didn't, and people think somehow that they were right about HIV, or, you know, because they move it, right? That's what they do. They moved it to Africa as soon as the heterosexual epidemic did not pan out in the United States and the Western world. The next PSYOP, that's a big theme in this piece of mine. The latest, we're going to talk about PSYOP, psychological operation. Their PSYOP at the time was, well, it didn't happen here, but in Africa, boy, oh boy, you know, entire villages being wiped, the whole, all Africa was supposed to be wiped off the map. I literally remember that phrase, wiped off the map. And Africa, the land continents of Africa, the population grew from the mid-80s last I checked was maybe 8 years ago, it grew by the same size as more or less the population of the United States, in excess of 350 million people. Population growth in Africa. So they're not only wrong, they're exactly in this almost like freakishly inverted way wrong. The truth is inside out from what they say. Of course, it devastates me that they have influence, that they still can get people. But what gives me hope, real hope, I just said the dark thing, the bad thing. However, the great news is, wait a minute, look at all the people who aren't buying it. Of all generations, all over the world, all political stripes. I know I've said this to you before, Robert, but this time I think they have really, really overreached. And they've done a tremendous amount of damage, but if you were to be able to check in with the hearts and souls of what I'm going to go ahead and call most people, or maybe even ordinary people, most people don't buy it, and most people are sickened and furious by the tyranny of this thing, and they most people would rather take their chances with a cold virus than have their entire lives locked down, shut down, snuffed out, terminated. So it's a moment that's, I think it could pivot. I really think it could. It could. I think it already has to a lot. Now they still have a lot of power. They have the power to lock us down and forbid everything and shut down businesses. But what they don't have are people's hearts and souls, which is what I think they really want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. They're trying to frighten us out, as I said, our divine reality. That we are connected and we are created of God, and that is a threat because that means their authority is challenged. And we look at the fear to divide us. What is the op? The psyop? Do not go near anybody right now. If you do, wear a mask. Don't get too close. Teach children that they are vectors for infection and disease and death. Teach them that they're killing grandma if they breathe without a mask or get too close. I mean, these are horrific, and I call them Luciferian or satanic belief systems ritualized to the point where we're destroying children that are coming up now. I don't know how they'll be scarred if for life or not, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually even. So we're going to talk more about this with Celia Farber. Also get to the heart of her article published at Uncovered DC about the claims that 400,000 or more died of COVID in the last year. I dispute it. Celia does as well. We'll talk about why and how. And please share the show. RobertScottBell.com. More with Celia Farber after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden said Friday that his COVID relief bill will pass with or without Republican support. Today, Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, indicated that the White House is open to a compromise, telling CNN State of the Union.
We welcome input to say where we may have not gotten everything right, where we could be more effective. Certainly, that's part of the process.
Senator Bernie Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's willing to compromise, but the time to act is now.
The issue is not, bipartisanship. The issue is, are we going to address the incredible set of crises and the pain and the anxiety which is in this country. If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises. That's great.
10 Republican senators are out with a plan of their own today that's roughly a third the size of Biden's proposal. The senators are requesting a meeting to begin bipartisan negotiations. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days. The question is it safe? USA Radio's Dan Naraki looks at a new study on COVID and the classroom.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are in place. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest, whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci cautions that plan to reopen schools may not happen due to high COVID-19 transmission. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up as again. I remind you in the show notes, for those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are on an additional 2 hours plus a day, 5 days a week. If you come over to robertscottbell.com/listen, you can see all of the different video and audio podcast sites as well, so you can hear it 24/7. And there are options to become patron supporters. We have lost episodes. We have a 10-hour seminar, if you will, that John Rappaport and I did 10 years ago. It's still just as valuable on vaccines, Armed and Dangerous, we called it, all the things they didn't want you to hear or know about. Celia has been investigating and writing about so many of these similar topics that we've covered all together. It's like, you know, a little fraternity, sorority. I don't know what to call it now. I don't know how many sexes there are anymore. I'm so confused, Celia. But you know what I'm saying? Yes, thank you. Thank you. But a family, let's just call it, of folks that have saw through this and were willing to stand up to great abuse. And, of course, you felt it, you know, more deeply than in most that I know, because you have written so extensively with such, what we call it, validation about what you put in, that they really thought, you're a terrific threat. We've got to do something about Celia Farber. So you were attacked psychically, spiritually for many years to come to this point where you're still standing despite it all. And it's, I think, a testament to your connection to spirit and that spiritual reawakening.
Thank you for saying that. I did not know what to do about the attacks for many years until what finally really got me, I would say saved me, was coming to the Christian faith, because I finally realized that what was attacking me was satanic, and that the opposition to the satanic is Christ. I don't mean I realized it like in an intellectual way. I did have a personal, a spiritual experience, but really it was just being driven to a point of, experiencing, wasn't attack like just an attack professionally or economically, or it was something so vicious and wicked from like an underworld, and not just myself, but others who, and some did not survive. I've actually seen people in this war subject to such lurid cruelty, like Christine Maggiore.
Yes, we've seen people that have been...
They died,
The attack was so vicious, it destroyed the spirit, if you will, in them. And, of course, that results in all kinds of manifestations. We've seen the attacks on even children. In the case of the Nagel family, which was devastating to us because we're friends with all of them. And yet we somehow find a way to go on. And I think, again, I keep coming back to this, Celia, our connection with the Creator. And I realize we have many different viewpoints and belief systems out there. And when I was called to do this kind of healing and even broadcasting, it was very clear to me, it didn't matter to me what people believed. It's just if they had a sincere desire for healing, that I would try to connect them to that. And I think the real role of a doctor, which the origin of physician doctor is teacher, not someone who does it for you, is to honestly reconnect people to the Spirit. And the Spirit does the healing. God does the healing. Now, it opens us up to things we do, physically and eat different and all of that. But I think my role is nothing more than that, to whatever way it appeals or it opens people up to it. And I know there are, again, various different viewpoints and beliefs around the world that listen to this show. And Celia, your, awakening reconnection is also inspiring, and I think should be inspiring for everyone to hear that you can withstand assaults. Like, if you know Celia's story, brutal is an understatement. So if we take some of that, let's say, renewed vitality, not saying that we're still not under attack or anything like that, but our ability to withstand it is altered, it's strengthened when we are connected in this way. You continue to research, and this latest article questioning the 400,000 number is a very important read. And if you haven't read it, folks, again, it's linked up. Please go do it. But what can you tell me about your discovery here as it relates to everything, that led you to this?
So it began, I got an email from my dear friend, Tom DeFerdinando, who is, he's actually a Reichian pain healer. Presently, he is the president of a very interesting group. It used to be Rethinking AIDS. I know you know who they are. And now they've changed, adapted to and also encompass COVID. And it's called, I think it's called Unmasking COVID and AIDS, if I got that right. Tom is the president of that. And he wrote me and he said that his friend and colleague, Dr. Jim DeMeo, PhD, who's out in Oregon, and who's a very interesting scientist. He's primarily an atmospheric scientist, but he covers so many disciplines and has done so much, and also has a background in epidemiology and population growth, and again, atmospheric science, climate science, all kinds of things. And Jim, and he's unconventional, and I mean that as a great compliment, not afraid of controversy. Jim DeMeo he wrote a paper, had spent 6 months on it, and it covered many aspects of what I guess I would say we all are familiar with by now, all the different things that are wrong with the COVID construct. And what I focused on, of all the things he covers in his paper, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, but I'm going to say the name of the paper. It's called A Critical Review of CDC USA Data on COVID-19, PCR antigen tests and cases reveal herd immunity only and do not warrant public hysteria or lockdown. So as he was putting the finishing touches on this six-month masterpiece, he noticed something extremely odd, and he kept going back and counting and looking at it again and again because he couldn't believe he had gotten it right. And what he noticed was that the CDC had done something, to call it odd would be an understatement. They had put a gigantic number, I call it a ghost stat, like an elephantine number, over 269,000 dead in the all-cause deaths for 2020 that had not appeared, according to DeMeo, previously in the year. So month by month by month, they're not there, they're not there, they're not there, and then boom, there they are. And they're, if one follows the CDC narrative of when these deaths are appearing, one would have to believe that all these people died in the last week of December. So it's a very strange thing, unless and until, it's almost inexplicable unless and until, I'll just say Jim has all the science and the numbers and the way, I'm not good with numbers to say the least, but my piece is not just about the numbers. It's about, and then the reason for that is I went through decades of AIDS and we tortured those numbers. And we took them through, and they were always throwing down numbers at us, throwing numbers, and they were fake. So I, over the decades, not years, I lost interest in what Lynn Margulis, great evolutionary biologist who I was honored to know, she said that AIDS scientists, AIDS researchers were essentially numerologists. So this is the games they play with numbers are infinite and endless. But what I understood the game they played with that 269,000 once I saw the PSYOP. So this is where I am. This is what I am. I would say, you know, this is the language I speak. I can really tell people that's a PSYOP. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going. This is what it eats. This is what it wants to do. Like the PSYOP whisperer. So the PSYOP that they were gunning, I have come to believe they all coordinate about this stuff, so I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. They had to have a big, big, big round number right around the time that the final attack and takedown of Donald Trump, that it wasn't enough that Biden would get inaugurated. They had to go over the top. Now Trump had to be, you know, Pol Pot, Stalin. He had to have a big, gigantic number of dead on his watch. And they actually went there where they said 400,000 died of COVID so far in the United States. And Donald Trump, they don't exactly say he killed them, but they'll use phrases like they died on his watch.
Blood on his hands. Yeah, we've heard that. Even to us.
How many times did we hear that in AIDS? Thabo Mbeki, one of the greatest and most beloved leaders ever in the nation of South Africa, had blood on his hands. You know, they have you believe such obscenities and absurdities about people. So don't get me started about the 400,000 PSYOP, because it'll be hard to shut me up. It upsets me so much.
Right.
When they do this, I call it corpse throwing.
Yes, and they use these corpses that may be real in terms of deaths, but in terms of causation, what actually happened, it's become clear to me and a lot of my audience and our audience here that they've basically borrowed deaths from other causes and lump them in. And we've covered this in real time throughout the year when there were economic incentives just to help hospitals survive when no one was going to them because they shut down all other forms of revenue that they had access to formerly. And any number of economic benefits that would be rolling based on COVID diagnosis, COVID death certificates, et cetera. And it becomes to the point of ludicrous and meaningless when they say, well, everybody died of, AIDS, or for instance, or everybody in this case died of COVID. So this is a big part of the, as you said, the PSYOP, and there are some people that are parsing the numbers and showing that these numbers are made up. They're not in any way valid.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so let's just go over the things that most people who are sentient know this much by now, that influenza death stats have gone, have vanished, disappeared off a cliff.
Pneumonia.
They borrowed from Peter to pay Paul. They took influenza deaths and made them COVID deaths. COVID has that. The psyopery is so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I sort of don't spend too much time knocking myself out about the statistics, because the thing to look at is the PSYOP, because the PSYOP is what actually
Hold on, Celia, we got to take another break. I apologize. We got to wrap up hour one here in the next segment. Celia Farber, my guest, we're talking about this major PSYOP called COVID and backing it up. Check out her article. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. Cecilia, you continue to talk about psychological operations, and folks that understand how to propagandize, how to make people believe what they want them to believe, realize they have to make them vulnerable to suggestion. And as we started our discussion today, one of the most powerful ways is to get people in states, varying states of fear, trepidation, anxiety, anxiousness, and they've done that incredibly well. Now, I've argued that this has been more than a century and a half or more in the making, when the germ theory became the adopted belief system of the religion of science or scientism, or as our dearly departed friend Liam Schiff even called it, sci-fiantism, because we are living a science fiction dystopian movie or novel in real time here. And so if we talk psychological operations, these are things that are, I almost say, mathematical. They know how to maneuver people into vulnerability. If we can put them off of their center, off of their spirit, you know, they're, as I talk about divinity, through fear. And then they start feeding them with all of this that has happened. Now, the germ theory sets the stage for the fear of the invisible. And only the scientists have access to the invisible, these microscopic things called viruses. And suddenly they just, you know, every year the fear porn on the flu was just an annual rite of passage. Oh, we got to survive flu season again. I called it flu shot season. And so they rolled it, it didn't work, it kept not working, it's not 1918, they kept saying it, and lo and behold, they figured out a new way, playing off on the fear of SARS in the early 2000s, and then MERS, that I have argued, others have argued, was due to, you know, respiratory ailments manifest due to pollution, due to mineral deficiencies, due to other factors that you can't say one virus caused all of this. And so we come back, this is part of the psyop of the germ theory, that sets the stage for everything we're experiencing now. If people had learned about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain, we would not be living in fear. We would laugh at them when they told us to be afraid of a virus.
Exactly right. I think we're living in the age of the death of the germ theory, no less. You've been talking about this. You've been doing such great work on this for so long. I have come at it partly, but the HIV dialectic, it had essentially two branches. HIV existed and didn't cause AIDS. versus HIV was never purified and was never proven to exist. It was tremendously elaborate and esoteric and very fractious. Such an incredible battle was going on over all of that. But now you have people like Thomas Cowan, Andy Kaufman, and they're, I guess I would say they're kind of repositioning all of those questions in a simplified way that mainstream is reaching not mainstream audiences, but is reaching critical mass. And when I listen, my son and I were driving to Maine and we listened to one of Thomas Cowan's interview. We were both listening with bated breath to this interview and it just made so much sense what he was saying. And basically, I no longer think that any single organism causes any disease. I can't believe quite that it took me that long, but it's sort of like Russian dolls. I was inside, you know, well, Duisberg says HIV doesn't cause AIDS, and everyone went so hysterical, and that was decades right there. But if we had just understood, like taken many, many, many steps way back and or taken like a bird's eye view, so we had real context and real historical context. But that's the thing about a PSYOP, is like it traps you inside these very limited...
An artificial construct.
Yeah. And it's like they write the PSYOPs before they hit us with them. And honestly, these people are dark geniuses because their PSYOPs come so tightly packed, no escape, no exit, no, you know, and it's all... guilt trips and numerology and witchcraft and more guilt and more fear, and you're a terrible person if you are.
It's dark magic and sorcery. Absolutely.
It's sorcery.
Absolutely, Celia. Listen, would you stick around for hour two today?
That
would be amazing. Celia, there's so much that we can talk about here that will be enlightening to folks that have open minds and open hearts and critical thinking still available to them. And I think in this audience that does exist. And if you didn't know Celia before, I'm amazed, but you do now. And you should definitely follow her, support her, read what she has to write, and hear what she has to say. We'll do that more when we come back from the top of the hour news break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.